With the UCP government doubling down last week on its opposition to federal government plans to prohibit many assault-style firearms in Canada, a showdown is fast approaching. Whether Danielle Smith and her cabinet colleagues will be able to fight and win the fight before Alberta voters decided whether or not to send the UCP itself packing following the May 2023 election remains to be seen. What is certain is that with neither side in the dispute showing the slightest sign of giving way, there seems little chance of a compromise solution anytime soon. More than 2 years ago, the federal government announced the prohibition of 1,500 models of firearms. There are more than 100,000 of those types of guns in Canada. For his part, Federal Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino says banning the firearms will make communities safer and has the support of most Canadians. In the view of this government, advancing a fair buyback program that will compensate law-abiding gun owners for the assault-style rifles that they originally purchased lawfully is consistent with keeping our community safe, Mendicino said. The federal government has implemented an amnesty period until October 20, 2023, to allow lawful owners of banned firearms to be protected from criminal liability while they move to comply with the law. In an effort to thwart the federal gun plans, the UCP government says it is working hard to oppose the implementation of the new legislation. 2 years ago, the federal government said using police resources would be expensive and inefficient, said Alberta Minister of Justice Tyler Chandro. Now the federal government has resorted to using police resources to seize firearms from Canadians. Make no mistake, the federal firearms confiscation program will cost us billions and will not improve public safety. Alberta's government is not legally obligated to provide resources and will not do so. Whether the majority of Albertans support these latest UCP efforts to fight the restriction of some firearms in Canada remains anyone's guess. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.